Charity Mobile, as mentioned on LifeSite News and ranked by SecondVote.com, Charity Mobile is one of only 7 pro-life corporations nationwide and the only mobile phone company. More information at CharityMobile.com.
The following is a relevant radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at RelevantRadio.com.
After the hour, and we welcome you to On Call on Relevant Radio. On this program, each and every single day, we are joined by Catholic clinical psychologists and physicians and authors and experts and spiritual directors, and they join us to help us face life and life's many challenges with mature wisdom and confidence, and above all, with our beautiful Catholic faith. I'm your host, Wendy Weiss. Welcome. And before we introduce today's special guest, let's ask for the guidance of the Holy Spirit over this hour. Will you pray with me, please? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful, and kindle in them the fire of your divine love. Send forth your Spirit, and they shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth. O God, who by the light of the Holy Spirit instructed the hearts of the faithful, grant that by the same Spirit we may be truly wise and ever rejoice in his consolation. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We welcome back to the program today Dr. Joseph Coyle. Dr. Coyle is a licensed Catholic psychologist offering psychotherapy in person and by phone, if you qualify. He is board certified in a professional Christian counselor. He offers his clients the opportunity to integrate religious and spiritual aspects into the work that they do as it is appropriate. He is in private practice in Waltham and Norwell, Massachusetts, in the Boston area, the great Boston area. His website is josephcoyle.com. Well, welcome back, Dr. Coyle. How are you today?
Very good, Wendy. How are you doing?
Well, I was just telling Tim before the program, there's, you know, we entrust every hour on this network to the guidance of the Holy Spirit, to the work of the Holy Spirit. And you always, I'm not sure if you are aware of this, but you always seem to be the therapist that we have booked in the aftermath of a tragedy. And sadly, it's getting harder and harder to distinguish between international tragedies these days. But and even more amazing is the fact that we were going to talk today about post-traumatic stress disorder. And we were going to talk about it actually in the context of domestic abuse and domestic violence. But I think that a primer on PTSD perhaps would really serve the faithful of all walks of life and from every circumstance today.
Absolutely. Yeah, it is uncanny timing, and it's just getting crazy that, you know, everywhere you turn.
Okay, Dr. Coyle, we cannot hear you. I have no idea what's going on with your phone. But what we will do is we will take a very quick break. We will try to reestablish contact with you. But you know, we have various sounds that you hear when you are in talk radio, and that was the sound that we refer to as being in a glass of water. You sounded like you were in a glass of water. I have no idea what that means, but we will take a very quick break, and we will be back with Dr. Joseph Coyle on Relevant Radio.
Our app has been reconfigured. It gets better and better.
The all-new Relevant Radio App 3.0.
One of the things, and you heard Father Rocky talk about it the other day, is the sermon on the app. The Relevant Radio 3.0 app is out. I was like a kid at Christmas time, and I turned on my iPhone, and there was the new Relevant Radio 3.0 app. It is unbelievable what's on there.
Check your smart device. And if the Relevant Radio app didn't update automatically, be sure to download version 3.0 today.
Backed by your prayers and your generosity, this is listener-supported Relevant Radio.
I just wanted to share in my own personal life how important Relevant Radio has been to me. I am currently in RCIA in the process of becoming a Catholic, and Relevant Radio was instrumental in getting me there. And I just wanted to say that Relevant Radio is great for people who are already Catholic. It strengthens your faith and your understanding of it. But also for people who are feeling called to the Catholic faith but aren't really sure about it, I turned Relevant Radio on and I learned so much. And just the love that you guys share with your listeners really was very important in getting me into the RCIA program. So I just wanted to thank you.
Our need is ongoing. Please call now with your tax-deductible donation. 1-877-291-0123. 1-877-291-0123. Or donate online at relevantradio.com.
I've always believed that the Lord likes to have you spend some relaxing time with Him. I'm Paul Sadek, and every weekday evening on Evensong on Relevant Radio, we wind down with evening prayer, a full chapter of the New Testament, and some music. It's right before the Rosary. Evensong, Monday through Friday evenings at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central, on Relevant Radio and on the Relevant Radio app.
Tradition has it that today's saint, who was given the name Giovanni when he was baptized, was cured of a serious childhood illness by St. Francis of Assisi, who named him Good Fortune when he later joined the Franciscans. Good Fortune, or as we now call him, St. Bonaventure, was a great theologian and man of prayer. Hello, I'm Father James Kubicki, and today I want to share with you part of a prayer of St. Bonaventure's that I like to say after receiving Holy Communion. It goes like this. Most loving Lord Jesus, grant that my soul may hunger after you, the bread of angels, the refreshment of holy souls, our daily and super substantial bread. Let my heart ever hunger after and feed upon you, on whom the angels wish to look, and may my inmost spirit be filled with your delight. May it ever thirst after you, the fountain of life, the fountain of wisdom and knowledge, the fountain of eternal light, the torrent of pleasure, the richness of the house of God. May it ever aspire after you, seek you, find you, run to you, attain you, meditate on you, speak of you, and do all things to the praise and glory of your name, with humility and discretion, with ease and affection, with love and satisfaction, and with perseverance unto the end. May you alone ever be my hope, my entire assurance, my riches and delight, my pleasure and joy, my rest and tranquility, my sweetness and peace, my fragrance and savor, my food and refreshment, my refuge and help, my wisdom and possession, my portion and treasure, in whom may my mind and heart be fixed and firm and rooted immovably for all eternity. Amen.
For more prayer resources, go to relevantradio.com. Keyword, pray.
We want to pray with you and for you. You can share your prayer request with us at relevantradio.com. Click on the prayer request button or call 888-577-5443. All of your prayer requests are kept anonymous and are prayed for individually before the Most Blessed Sacrament. JosephCoyle.com. If you are in the Northeast, if you are in the Boston, Providence, Rhode Island area, JosephCoyle.com. We are booming into the Boston area on WSJW out of great Providence, Rhode Island. And Dr. Joseph Coyle, I know, would love to hear from any of those of you in the listening area who are looking for that Catholic faith-based approach to therapy. JosephCoyle.com, and I hope, I pray that we have you back. Are you there?
I'm here.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Thank you, God. But let's get back to the post-traumatic stress disorder. And I think I probably even shared with you, because you have been with us, as I mentioned before, in the aftermath of so many of these tragedies, Dr. Coyle, I did mention to you that without even thinking about it or realizing it, when I was recording a newscast or getting ready to do a newscast and pre-reading a newscast. And it was one of the stories about the New World Trade Center and how they were attaching the spire. And in the middle of reading the story, my voice broke and I thought, where in the world is that coming from? Because I wasn't even thinking about it. You know, 9/11, the aftermath, I think it has become part of our cultural DNA. While we're not at peace with what happened, we have become accustomed to conversations about. So it just, and I wondered at the time, I thought, could that possibly be some sort of post-traumatic? And the more I talked to other people, they said they had the same kind of thing. Is that what PTSD actually is, a delayed reaction to something that is really catastrophic?
It can be delayed, yep, and you can have certainly aspects of that, that you have a trigger, or you have something that's reminiscent of the trauma, and certainly that's right on, talking about that building going up in the scene, and you know, you can't talk about that without having your memories going right back to that. So, you know, your memory draws on these things. Sometimes they're very obvious and sometimes they're not so obvious. A lot of times the triggers can be very subtle. You can have traumas that occur for people at different times of the year, and even something that comes up clinically a lot is when the seasons start to change. People start to go into depression and they're not sure why, and a lot of times there's an anniversary reaction to a traumatic event. So sometimes the triggers are not as obvious, but the basic tenet is the same, that, you know, we remember these cues and we remember them better than we think we do, and the emotions just come back. Emotional memory is very powerful. As we all know, we have these early memories even from childhood. Certain smells can take you back, certain topics can take you back, and you can have these very vivid memories that are of emotional times. Some can be positive and some can be negative. So the PTSD is going to come in when these memories really overwhelm the system. So you can have a continuum of how negative or how powerful these reactions are, with some of the most extreme being that you have a flashback, literally feel like you re-experience the trauma. You know, so very powerful, these images and the way the emotions work here, that we can be reliving and remembering these things very powerfully.
And that was what I was going to ask you in terms of the imagery, because I think it was probably 10, 15 minutes after we received word of the attack on my Twitter feed. There was the most graphic footage that I've ever seen, and you know it has that's another sort of thing that has become a cultural norm, is people are used to now documenting things with their cell phones, and they do it immediately, and there is no filter. And I think we are seeing more graphic depictions of, you know, more graphic images of events in real time. What does that do to the psyche? What does that do to the brain? And obviously we'll talk about the spiritual aspect of all of this, but I think we're all also, you know, fascinated by the science of what happens to our brains when they are bombarded with these images. I don't think our brains really accept them, do they?
Yeah, I mean, I think these things, this is not a turn for the good, because it's keeping us in a constant state of anxiety and hyperarousal. It doesn't take much to have us spike or have panicky reactions when our baseline, our resting level of anxiety is rather high. So I think it's very important for people, you know, it's important to stay informed, but we have to watch the diet that we're taking in of these scenes. And, you know, I'm regularly recommending to people that they stop watching these things and take a break, take a month off. You know, when people are talking about depression, the last thing they do is watch the news and then go to bed, and, you know, they're having trouble sleeping. So we really just have to understand the impact that that's having. And so, like you're saying, these real-time footage, it's really not a good state of affairs. So I think the number one thing would be there's this constant anxiety that we have. The other thing that's happening, I think, is it's probably dulling us, because we're getting so used to more and more of this that we're probably, you know, dulling our reactions to it, or maybe we should be outraged that these things are on television. You know, and for those of us that are parents, it's harder and harder to be, you know, shielding them from these things. These things are coming on earlier and earlier. So I think we have to watch as a society what we're running into here with this.
And we want to obviously invite you into the conversation. If you have any issue in terms of the coverage or any question for Dr. Coyle regarding this post-traumatic stress disorder that frankly has to be, I mean, it has to be becoming a little more common today with all of the societal and cultural upheaval. I mean, what we've been seeing in this country alone over the course of the last 2 weeks, you know, that was emotionally jarring enough. But then with Nice and the truck, it does seem to be a bit overwhelming. And I frankly don't know how people operate during these times without their faith. It's unfathomable. But the number in the studio, if you would like to speak with Dr. Coyle, is 877-766-3777. That's 877-766-3777. I think that every Adoration Chapel should just be, I mean, there should be a waiting line, right, Dr. Coyle? At this stage of the game, I think every day, Eucharistic adoration is so important. But when we are in crisis, what better place to be than in the presence of Jesus Christ?
Absolutely, and it's important not to give in to despair here, right?
Right,
I mean,
right.
That's a consistent message in the Bible, and again, I think I try to remember and think about the political climate that Jesus was alive in and the tumultuousness of that, or Faustina's diary in the Year of Mercy here, just the war that was the backdrop to that diary. Just, you know, it's not like, well, because there's this upheaval, now the faith isn't as applicable. It's all the more applicable during this time. We have to remember that.
Oh, absolutely, and we have to be so grateful for our faith. I mean, the gratitude. We can't give in to despair, but above all, we do have to be grateful for our faith, right?
Absolutely, and remember that God's running the show and God's sovereign over all of this.
That's exactly right. But again, the number in the studio, 877-766-3777. That's 877-766-3777. When it comes to PTSD, children, are children affected by it? Do they even realize that there could be an issue? You think of little children being upset, maybe there might be some sort of a sleep disruption, or maybe they prefer to sleep with mom and dad. What are some of the signs that parents can look for that maybe their children might need to have a conversation about something they've seen or heard?
Well, certainly with children, you want to watch the questions, and you want to take the lead with the questions that come, and you want to answer them honestly. People talk about, you know, answer it, but don't give too much. Don't give more than is asked for. Take the child's lead and stay in step with them. Don't get ahead of them. It's important to have a good kind of filter on how you're going to phrase things. And as parents, being a united front on, you know, where you are, what your philosophies are, and what you think they're ready for. This is going to vary by different age levels and so forth. It might be appropriate to shut the conversation down, but there are other times where you feel it is appropriate to really answer them and and give them some information that they're looking for, but again, not more than you feel they can handle. So the questions would be one strain I would think of. You might find emotional upheaval, or that there's upsetness, or there's behavior issues, and you're not quite sure what to pin it on. It's not clear where it's coming from. A lot of times you see displacement in children, that they might be upset about something over here in the, say, in the school domain, but they're, you know, getting upset about something at home, or they're having trouble at sports, and there's really something going on in another domain. So it's important to have that understanding that there might be something fueling that downstream. And certainly with the news stories, you know, much as we try to keep it out of their domain, they may be hearing things from older siblings or things around school or other things they're involved in. There may be things that are that they're upset about, not able to articulate it. A lot of times kids don't have language for the things they're experiencing or the emotions that they're experiencing. So just trying to help them work that through, and as parents, giving them the language for that, you know, staying even with them and trying to help get some fleshing out or even some catharsis around that can be very helpful.
Again, the number in the studio is 877-766-3777. Please don't wait until the end of the hour. There is a tendency, for whatever reason, during this hour, for our callers, our wonderful listeners, they wait and they wait, and then everybody calls at the same time, and then we don't get to put all of the listeners on the air who want to speak with you. So please phone in now if you do have a question or a comment, 877-766-3777. And, you know, Dr. Coyle, there are a lot of well-meaning parents, young parents, who have grown up in a completely different world than the rest of us. And they might be thinking that it's time for a new way to address some of these realities with their children, and maybe tell them a little bit more than previous generations have shared with their children. Can you address that? We have to have boundaries. And even though, you know, their hearts are in the right place, obviously they're trying to protect their children in some way. We do have to have those boundaries when it comes to our children and what they are confronted with. They are children above all.
Sure. You know, I think, you know, parents need to trust their instincts first and foremost, and, you know, something like maternal instinct, I always, you know, tell mothers you should really go by that and use that as a really important source of information for the decisions that you make. I'm very low-key on most issues. I really think you need to go by the data. So if you are having conversations and you're seeing them result in anxiety, result in nightmares, result in, you know, these kind of wheel of anxious questions, then that would give you pause to say, am I overdoing it? You know, everybody's different. Every child is different. So, you know, you want to follow their lead, and you want to try to, as much as possible, to get behind their eyes. I think parents have a good sense even for, you know, cartoons or movies or things like that, and what the intake can be, what's allowable. Parents are always saying to me, you know, this kind of thing I know upsets them, or this my child's not bothered by these things. So I think you really need to use that specific knowledge. But in general, I certainly side on, you know, really being very conservative and being careful not to set something off and not to give kids more than they can handle.
Let's go to a phone call from Lexington, Kentucky, listening to 1380 AM. Father Charles, my goodness, we're so honored. Father, welcome to Relevant Radio.
Well, thank you for taking my call. I just want to call to give you an affirmation on the topic you're discussing today. In the life of Roman Catholic priests today, as we well know, there are now what they call second career vocation priests. Well, I'm one of those, and proud to say. And in the course of that, my former career, I was a full-time coroner working in the medical examiner's office. And for the years that I did that, I guess I'm kind of calling that also to an appeal for first responders and police and people who are there at the scenes of traumatic tragedies and things. Also for the very effect of what I have seen what social media can do and does do to a children's mind or child's mind, adult's mind. What we see affects us tremendously. Quick testimony. I thought I had kind of dealt with a lot of this stuff, you know, after I'd left my career and started my formation in seminary. And in the course of that, when we started our medical ethics courses, I remember the professors and priests were telling us, now, gentlemen, we're going to be seeing and talking about medical issues.
Father, it breaks my heart to do this, but the music means we have to take a hard network break. So I hope that you are able to stay with us through the break. It's a very quick break, but we want to hear the end of this story, because I know that it's going to mean a lot to a lot of listeners. This is Talk Radio for Catholic Life. This is Relevant Radio. We'll be right back with Father.
Ever hear the phrase, put your money where your mouth is? It means you believe in something so much that you're willing to back it up with your hard-earned dollars. Well, that's what we do at Catholic Order of Foresters. We're a Catholic life insurance company that provides members with outstanding financial protection in the form of quality life insurance and annuities. But what really sets us apart are our value-added fraternal benefits. Our members share the common bond and values of Catholicism. We support our Catholic community through fraternal outreach of spiritual, social, and community service projects. Protect your family. Secure your financial future, all while living a life in harmony with your beliefs. Catholic Order of Foresters, dedicated to bringing Catholic values to life since 1883. Add Relevant Radio as a beneficiary, and they can receive 5% of your total policy amount without reducing your family's benefit and at no additional cost. Call Mark at 855-696-2085. That's 855-696-2085.
Jesus said, love your neighbor as yourself. He was making the assumption that we love ourselves. And love is expressed in actions, not just feelings. So, do you love yourself in action? I know, the demands of life make you feel selfish when you take a break from studying or working or taking care of the kids to get, quote, me time. But when you don't care for yourself, you're leaving your loved ones with the worst version of you. Tired, haggard, burnt out. And if you're a parent, what's that communicate to your kids about their dignity and worth when they learn by example that self-care isn't important? So if not for your own sake, do it for those who love you. Spend time indulging yourself in things that inspire you so you can live an inspired life and be an inspiring person. Read a good book. Eat a little sushi. Take a walk. Watch a movie. Work out. Take an extra long shower. You know what? You're worth it. God thinks so. This is Chris Stefanik. For more, visit relevantradio.com, keyword Real Life Catholic.
Giving voice to our shepherds, Relevant Radio. Archbishop of Boston, Cardinal Sean O'Malley.
John Paul II commented on the many declarations of human rights. The Holy Father, Pope John Paul, asks, how can we reconcile these repeated declarations of human rights with the continual increase and widespread justification of attacks on human life? How can we reconcile these declarations with the refusal to accept those who are weak and needy or elderly or those who have just been conceived? These attacks go directly against respect for life, and they represent a direct threat to the entire culture of human rights.
Giving voice to our shepherds, Talk Radio for Catholic Life, Relevant Radio.
Father Simon Says on Relevant Radio.
It's an incredibly aggressive push to define lots of interesting relationship as marriage. You know, you got issues, I'm not going to yell at you, and you think what you think, and I'm going to respect you and your conscience. I might disagree with you, though. Well, you can't disagree with me, that's hate speech. What do you mean it's hate speech? I don't hate you. I just watch a cup of coffee. What do you mean I don't hate you? I don't agree with you. Well, to not agree with me is to hate me. Why are you so worked up about this? You know why they're so worked up about it? Because they know it's not true. They think it's true, but they know it's not true.
Father Simon Says,
we reverence the image of God in every person, but we speak the truth in love. It's wrong to speak the truth without love. It's wrong to love without speaking the truth. We speak the truth in love.
Father Simon Says, 11 Eastern, 10 Central, on Relevant Radio.
It's 26 minutes before the hour. You're listening to On Call on Relevant Radio. This is Talk Radio for Catholic Life, relevantradio.com, worldwide on the Relevant Radio app. We go back to Lexington, Kentucky, continuing our conversation with Dr. Joseph Coyle, Catholic therapist in private practice in Norwell and Waltham, Massachusetts, in the Boston area. JosephCoyle.com. We're talking really about the events of the past several weeks and something that culminated last night in Nice, and how as human beings we absorb this information. And we were so blessed to be joined by Father Charles, who of course was rudely interrupted by the music. I'm so sorry, Father, but I'm so happy that you were able to hold through the break. You were telling us about powerful images and how they do affect us.
Sure. And I was kind of just beginning a brief testimony. My former career, I'm a second career vocation Roman Catholic priest. And my former career, I was a coroner and working in the medical examiner's office and did that for many years. And filling the call to priesthood, I left that particular vocation and entered priesthood. We began our formation, I think it was about second or third year, I remember we started talking about medical ethics issues. And I thought, well, this will be a breeze, you know, no big thing. And I'll never forget that we sat in class and they were telling us, preparing other seminarians, okay, now, gentlemen, you will be seeing some unfortunate things, but you need to know the realities of these things, so prepare yourselves. We're going to talk about abortion and euthanasia and things like this. And so they were doing very pastoral methods of preparing us in class. And then as I watched these, you know, unfortunate, but not, they weren't overly gory, but they were definitely reality orientation for us. Many of the seminarians had never seen anything like this. They didn't know the realities of these things. So they were kind of gently trying to move us to a place of understanding that the challenges we'll face as ordained priests, God willing, someday. And I remember in the course, at one point, I had to stand up, lights were out, the video was going, and I gently walked outside in the hall. And as I went in the hall, I slumped down, and I began to just, pardon my expression here, I'm publicly sharing this, wail in the middle of the hall at the seminary. Mm. And priests were coming out, they stopped class, and I had no idea what was going on. And what I had found out, the seminary psychologist had come to me, and wonderful pastoral extension was made to me like that, and I was suffering from PTSD. Mm. I had buried all I had seen as a coroner in dealing with suicides, homicides, car accidents, so much that I had seen, I thought I dealt with it, but I just buried it is what I did. So for the sake, as I hear your program today talking about, I mean, thinking of children, what they see on social media, what we as adults see on television, what first responders see, we think we're handling it, but I would ask us and invite us to think twice. How are we taking these things to prayer? How are we allowing the blood of Jesus to cleanse us? Oftentimes, for penance, sometimes when a person comes to me and wrestles with these kind of issues or just what they're seeing, whether it be the unfortunate evil of pornography or just something that they have seen in their family or an evil elsewhere or even on television, oftentimes I may say or suggest for penance, look at something beautiful now. Mm-hmm. Look at the crucifix. This is God's pure love. Just stare at the crucifix as part of your penance. Or that's look at beautiful. Some part of nature or something beautiful. Turn the television off. Guard yourself. Wash your mind with the water of the Word. And I think it even as our Catholic liturgy is, the liturgy is so beautiful with all of its rubrics, with the incense, with bells, with all of our senses are stimulated during the Mass. And it's calling us to use the element of beauty to call us to holiness. And I look at that and think, that's the core of what that is, because our eyes can see so much evil that we really have to balance it out with really true elements of really godly beauty in our lives to help flush these things out and keep us balanced, healthy, anti-depression medication, if you would.
Right, right, absolutely.
That's just the comment I really want to make and affirm. This is a wonderful topic I think people need to hear. Granted, information is needed. I mean, when we know the evils of the world, but what we see and how much we view that, how much we just get stuck on social media. You can find amazing things on social media that are so easy for our children to find and that are shocking. And Our kids can be watching this, or adults can be filling our minds or imagination with this continuously.
And it creates just this horrible image of ourselves, of life, of people. It goes totally against the culture of life.
Well, Father, your phone call, your phone call is clearly what we were talking about when we asked for the guidance of the Holy Spirit over every hour of programming on Relevant Radio. Before we let you go, may we ask for your blessing?
Sure. Father God, we thank you for your wonderful grace. We thank you for the beauty of the church. We thank you for the virtue of beauty through your church, through Christ himself. May the blessing of beauty be upon all the listeners and upon your church and your faithful everywhere. May the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit come down upon you and remain with you always.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
Wow, Dr. Coyle, a huge assist from Father Charles. Isn't that amazing?
Great,
I mean,
great. That's
the Holy Spirit. That's the Holy Spirit. But he made some terrific points, didn't he? How we, you know, we're almost automated these days. Everybody is so busy. Oh, okay, I'm watching the news and I'm seeing something terrible, but I have to make lunch and I've got to get on the freeway. And, you know, so there is sort of a cumulative effect. And I think by sharing that story of what he dealt with in the aftermath of his days as a coroner, I mean, I think we can all sort of see maybe a little bit of something we've experienced.
Yeah, he made a ton of great points, and thank you, Father, for that testimony. That was great. It's bringing to mind a few things. You know, there's only so much that people can absorb, as you're saying, Wendy. So when we're affected by this in our lives, we need to understand that there are resources, there are processes we need to let ourselves go through as far as coming to terms and digesting what has happened. I used to work in a college campus setting, and anytime there was a tragic event in one of the dorms, they would call on us as mental health people to go into the dorms and to do what's called a critical incident stress debriefing. And there was a real structured way that has been found to really be helpful and to really prevent the development of PTSD, anxiety, depression, and so forth. And really, at the heart of it, it's very basic, but to actually do it and sit there and to have people, you know, participate in that, you know, it can be very powerful. So the first thing we would do is we would have people, everyone would sit in a circle, and each person, we'd first go around and people would tell what they knew. They would just tell facts. They would tell the data about what happened. And we would go around and there wouldn't be advice giving. There wouldn't be, you know, any kind of judging or any opinions offered. It was just each person could tell their story as to what happened. Then we would go around and people would talk about their thoughts about the event, about the data that they just shared. And then they would talk about their feelings. And again, this is not a rocket science method, but this has been shown to be a very effective way of cleaning out the wound and to getting the mind primed to be able to digest this. The camaraderie and the unity, the commonality of the responses and the reactions is always very powerful. That's one of the biggest change agents in group therapy. You know, but these things were very important. So these things are widely used. If I would talk about first responders, you know, these methods are needed. A lot of times what happens is that first responders, their personalities tend to be such that they don't readily ask for help, and they feel that
right. They
have to shoulder these things on their own. So just to know that there's these methods and resources is very important. We can get into caregiver syndrome and you know, always focused on the other, and we need to stop and take inventory of this or you know, just what Father talked about can happen, that, you know, you have these emotions that suddenly come up. Catharsis is good, and from the faith point of view, I'm always pointing to remember that Jesus went off by himself in the desert.
Right.
And he ran away from the crowds. It wasn't 24/7 healing. There wasn't anxiety. There was balance. So if God himself needs to take a break, then so much more for us. We have to understand what our limits are and what we can manage.
Dr. Joseph Coyle is our guest, and if you've heard him for about 60 seconds, you know why we feel so blessed to have him. as part of our regular lineup here on Relevant Radio. He is in private practice in the Boston area in Waltham and Norwell. The website, josephcoyle.com. We're talking a little bit about post-traumatic stress disorder and how if you are, you know, maybe reacting in ways that you've never reacted before, there could be a little bit of that going on because there have been so many unbelievable images that we have been exposed to over the course of the past, especially several weeks, culminating in the horrific tragedy in Nice last night during the Bastille Day ceremony there on the boardwalk. But the number in the studio is 877-766-3777. That's 877-766-3777. It's something of an open line today with Dr. Joseph Coyle and you. If you would feel more comfortable phoning in anonymously, then you know that that option is always available to you. We'll take a very quick break. We'll be back with Mary in Pennsylvania. This is Relevant Radio, talk radio for Catholic life.
Monsignor Michael Mannion.
We speak languages of megabytes. We speak languages of computers and technology. We speak languages of love and hate. We speak languages of hospitality and hostility. We speak languages of acceptance and rejection. But what cuts through the boundaries and barriers of all those things is looking in each other's eyes, learning their stories, and saying, Lord, I'm meeting this person for a purpose and your plan. Coincidence is often God's way of remaining anonymous. So, Lord, help me keep my mouth shut, my mind open, my heart ready and steady to say yes to what you wish to teach me through this person.
Enlightening minds, inspiring hearts, enriching souls.
Talk radio for Catholic life. Relevant Radio.
On the road again.
Have you prayed today?
Relevant Radio invites you to join Father Rocky in prayer.
Hey everyone, we're here at Alexian Brothers Hospital with hundreds of caregivers. They bring Christ and His love out to the sick people in the community. Hey everyone, let's say a Hail Mary for all of the sick people in our community that they know the love of Christ and the hope of Christ. Here we go. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. At the 33rd Annual Care for the Caregiver Conference at Alexian Hospital just outside of Chicago, this is
Relevant Radio.
You don't have to wait for Father Rocky to come to your town. Tell us your prayer intention now by logging on to RelevantRadio.com or by downloading our mobile app.
The Relevant Radio toll-free studio line is sponsored by Catholic Order of Foresters. Information about their variety of life insurance options and annuity or retirement plans available at relevantradio.com. Keyword COF. It's 13 minutes before the hour. This is Talk Radio for Catholic Life. Tell everybody you know. Tell strangers on the street that you are listening to Relevant Radio. And you're also listening to RelevantRadio.com. You're listening around the world on the Relevant Radio app. And this is such a wonderful, wonderful way for us to gather together. I keep thinking about Archbishop Kurtz and his wonderful reminder to gather at the cross of Jesus. And that's what we're doing essentially on Relevant Radio every hour of the day. And when there is hurt and when there is pain, we gather together at the cross of Jesus with wonderful contributors like Dr. Joseph Coyle, josephcoyle.com. If you're looking for that faith-based Catholic help through some in any sort of emotional issue, he's in private practice in the Boston area in Waltham and Norwell, josephcoyle.com. Let's go to Pete in New Jersey, listening to Booming 1430. Hi, Pete. Welcome to Relevant Radio.
Thank you for having me on. And let me start off. The PTSD, yes,
it's very much a problem, especially with people who go through the events themselves. A lot of it is where the sensory perception processes to the survival mode of the brain rather than the rational part of the brain that deals with everyday problems. So that's why you wind up having, gaps, or you wind up having a hardship in describing it. What was said about reconstructing the event is important. And we also have to keep in mind, too, that, you know, this is the real world, and in the real world, evil is very, very much a part of the real world. Nobody can tell me it isn't. I work in the line of work that deals with crime victims. I'm not going to go into detail, okay? But if we don't understand that we rely on God and that there are the eternal truths and there are things that we have to continue to pursue with God, then we're going to be subject to not only the whims of the humans that do this, but also the fears that empty up the spaces in the times when people are alone. This is something that I can't just place enough emphasis on. People are out there. There are bad people out there that should be doing better. But you know what? They wander off into the shadows, and then they drift off into the darkness, and they're seduced by the darkness, by every kind of problem, by every kind of sin you could think of. As for the virtues, we have to continue to build on them, realize that in the things that happen that are bad, we can continue to build our virtues, whether it's patience, whether it's fortitude, whether it's relying on God, because we need God as the centerpiece of our life and not thinking we're subject to the winds and the waves and the turbulence of evil itself. That's all I have to say.
Well, we're so happy that you said it, Pete. Thank you. Thank you for the phone call. And please don't be a stranger. God bless you, Pete, listening in New Jersey. Very wise callers today, right, Dr. Coyle? Very faithful, wonderful, wise, relevant radio callers.
Absolutely. Yep. And healing and praying for healing is part of that. He's talking about a spiritual warfare perspective. But, you know, calling on the mercy of God and the healing of God in these times where there's so much to contend with each day.
Laura is in the Minnesota area. She's listening to WLOL booming out of the Twin Cities. Laura, hi. Welcome to Relevant Radio. You're on the air with Dr. Joseph Coyle.
Thank you. I just wanted to share and, you know, maybe pray for healthcare workers. When I used to work in critical care as a nurse, high acuity, lots of morbidity, I just think about doctors and nurses. Soon after I had left the 5 years, I was at a film festival visiting a friend in Utah, and the person on screen was having a bloody emesis, and I didn't realize then, you know, it was PTSD. I started sweating and having heart palpitations, and I just think about those critical care and emergency room physicians and doctors that, you know, need to talk about things and have bereavement committees, you know, so it doesn't affect their home life and other relationships.
Absolutely. Such an important point, again, you know, as far as not giving into caregiver syndrome and knowing the boundaries and that there are structures and systems in place within a work setting or support groups that are encouraged. That's just such an integral part. That kind of work, you know, it's not like it would be nice if you did that. It's vital to the job that you do
it
that.
Is.
So more and more, you know, with billable hours and all these things, stuff can get lost in the shuffle. I just encourage everyone in your line of work to really be rallying, coming together on the importance of that in the workplace as a regular practice. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Laura. Again, Dr. Joseph Coyle is our special guest this hour, and we ask for the guidance of the Holy Spirit. We always receive it. We were going to talk about post-traumatic stress disorder really in another context, but we thought that given the events of the past several weeks, there would still be a great benefit in talking about PTSD and how it does sort of take different shapes and forms with different types of personalities. And it was interesting during one of your conversations with our callers, I was thinking that in so many different instances, Dr. Coyle, we find ourselves caring, especially being hyper aware, hyper vigilant about the needs of the very young and the very old. And I think I think anybody who has an elderly person in their life, you know, whom they love, whom they care for, they understand that, you know, this is also an area. I mean, they are fairly susceptible. Some of them, certainly not all of them, but they can be susceptible to post-traumatic stress of this variety too, can't they?
Absolutely. And, you know, even with some of the cultural differences that you're talking about as far as what's on the news versus what, you know, was previously censored, or just the aspects of the attacks on American soil and so forth, is just something that folks from those generations just haven't seen, and really throwing them for a loop in an added sense. You know, certainly with aging, the increasing awareness of vulnerability and illness and so forth, and so again, to have all that on its own is enough, but then with the backdrop of this, you know, cultural differences and the volume jacked up so high on these tragedies, again, you really need to be watching for agitation or forgetfulness or anxiety, depression, you know, things that even if they can't identify or the caretaker can't identify, just understanding the significance of this and how the effects can spill over, even if it's not obvious or not articulated.
You know, Father Charles was talking about how important it is to look at something beautiful, you know, to pray. There are any number of things that we know to do as Catholics. And I think one of the easiest things to do with our families is to pray the rosary, to pray the nightly rosary, and to pray for the world. And what can you imagine what that, I mean, you talk about making a positive out of something that is very, very negative that we're all confronted with, making that the basis of your nightly family rosary. I think that would be beautiful.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, we believe the rosary is a weapon here,
and
one of the most powerful that we have. So, you know, and we believe that things happen when we pray, right? Again, not just the positive psychological feelings you get from doing it, but there's actually something that's happening. That's our faith. So, absolutely, coming together as families and getting behind the specific regimen that you know we gravitate towards, rosary can be part of that. A lot of people respond very well to imagery, either having imaginal prayer or, you know, what people say when you're doing the rosary, put yourself in the scene of a certain mystery that you're in, and you know, so people have very powerful reactions even in dealing with traumas if you can kind of work Jesus into the scene. And you know, sometimes it's harder or easier to do that for folks, but just to have Jesus there with you, have Mary there with you, feeling the protection, you know, the sense of, you know, God is still in control. It's a mystery as to why these things are allowed a lot of times, but again, God is in charge here. So coming back and in a powerful way, using the imagery to leverage prayer on this to, you know, increase our faith and come against anxiety in these real ways.
Are you, as a therapist, and as we said at the outset, you treat people who are asking for the faith-based approach, who want to incorporate their faith into their therapy, and then those who do not? I would imagine it is much, much easier for you to address any type of emotional issue through faith.
Sure. I mean, you know, you always want to get a sense of where people are at, and I'm very careful about that in initial meetings with them to understand what their expectations are. If they're seeking out a faith-based therapist, what do you mean by that, or what do you expect from that? What are you looking for there? So I'm very careful to, you know, take the person's lead with that. You know, you really want to throw the kitchen sink at it. So if people have a faith-based perspective and they want to leverage that, then you should leverage all the assets that you have there. You already have this system of which there is a real psychology, a part of that, that's designed to help you through these traumatic events. That's part of the punchline of it. You know, if our faith isn't of any help to us in these situations, then, you know, what are we doing here? So really getting them to apply it, I think a lot of times they believe it, but they're not applying it to these everyday situations. So if somebody comes in and they're not wanting to use that, that's fine. You know, I'm wanting to understand their own worldview and their own philosophies, and how can we work, you know, within that and
emotional processing and catharsis is still a really important part of that, but helping them synthesize for their own worldviews how they can digest this and how they can make sense of that is you know, can be really important work as well.
JosephCoyle.com. Thank you. God bless you. We appreciate you being so generous with your time today and really rolling with what is going on in the news and our listeners and what they needed from you today. Thank you, Dr. Coyle. God bless you. And as we said earlier, please, there's nothing more effective than spending time with our Lord in adoration. If you feel like you're being caught up in what's going on, go to Eucharistic Adoration. Drew is next.
Listening to this hour of On Call on listener-supported Relevant Radio. For information on guests and topics, go to relevantradio.com and enter keyword Wendy. That's relevantradio.com, keyword Wendy.